Listening 36. A noisy room goes quiet. The day I met my future wife, I was very happy. It was New Year's Eve, I was wearing a fantastic suit, and I'd just received news that my sister had had a baby. Despite the fact I was happy, though, I was nervous when a beautiful woman walked in the room. I'd never seen such a beautiful woman, and the noisy room was suddenly quiet. I suddenly realized I'd seen her in the newspaper and on television. Elisa Lishin. She was often in the news because she was a nurse in a famous television program, and many men were obsessed with her. They were so obsessed that millions of people watched the program, even though it was stupid and complete nonsense. Apparently, there was a page in the newspaper the other day advertising a packet of biscuits, and each biscuit was in the shape of Elisa Lishin. I remember because a friend took the page and folded it up and put it in his pocket. This strange obsessive behaviour was typical even in apparently normal men. Anyway, obviously I wasn't going to try and talk to Elisa Lishin, but it seemed like nobody else was either, because she stood there alone. Incredibly, she started to look at me. I imagined it was because I looked strange or something, but when she waved at me, it was obvious she wanted to talk to me. I walked across the room, and suddenly I didn't feel nervous at all. Destiny had taken control. It was at that moment that everything went quiet again. I opened my mouth to speak my first line and fell over. Someone had spilt a drink on the floor, and I fell so hard that I broke my arm. I looked up at Elisa, but she wasn't impressed. As the others at the party helped me, she walked off. That night at the hospital, a nurse attended me called Francesca. We immediately fell in love. And that was the funny thing. I thought I was going to fall in love with a fictional nurse, but I ended up with a real nurse.